What's up guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Blue Talks Tech Podcast. This is episode number 3. At first, I am going to take a deep dive into the new Huawei devices that was recently announced in Munich. So they are the Huawei Mate 30 series. There are three different devices, the Mate 30, Mate 30 Pro, and also a collaboration with Porsche, the Mate 30 Pro Porsche design. But there is a slight problem. Well, it might be a deal breaker for most of the people. There will be no Google services in these phones. So yep, this is the first phone, Huawei phone with no Google services. It has happened. We have to deal with it. Thank you, Trump. You have destroyed the hope of all tech enthusiasts. There will be no Google services. Hopefully, there can be something will happen that all these stuff will be turned around. Let's hope for the better things. But for now, there is no Google services, no YouTube, no Play Store, no Gmail, no anything. Huawei is trying to build its own ecosystem, alternatives to the Google services, something called HMS. They are having a huge investment on this, around this. They apparently are investing a $1 billion to get this up and running. But I think there must be something that could be solving these problems. I have already seen YouTube videos where people are site loading the Play Store, the YouTube, every Google apps, and the phone just runs fine. The OS is still Android 10, EMUI 10. So there is no problem for that, but yeah, we will see what happens. I think it is a deal breaker for most of the people. Of course not for the people in China, because they have been using it with no Google services for a while now. But for the people outside China, it can be a deal breaker. And I don't know, maybe people will buy it and sideload the Google apps. It is worth it, of course, because it is an absolute spec beast. So let's take a look at the devices. And before that, Huawei is also shipping laptops, that is that Huawei Mate Xbook without Google services, without Windows in it. So yeah, that is also happening. We'll see where these OS and American trading and stuffs go. So back to the devices. First up, Huawei Mate 30. This is priced at 799 euros. It's a pretty expensive device, of course. It has a 6.62-inch display with in-display fingerprint and 6 gigabits of RAM and 128 gigabits of ROM with Kirin 990 chip running on Android 10. So as I said, absolute spec beast. So this time around, they still have a similar notch they had to what they had in Mate 20 Pro in front, but in the back, that is where the changes appears. There is a round camera module. Huawei said, the CEO said in the stage, that it is inspired by the professional cameras and it is looking amazing. Of course, there are quad cameras. These are the Leica cameras. Once again, there will be a 40 megapixel camera that is a wide camera, then a 16 megapixel ultra wide camera, 8 megapixel telephoto camera, which will help in 30 times zoom. This time around, there is no crazy 50 times zoom that P30 has had, but still 30 times is a crazy zoom. Battery side of things, this will be having a 4200 mAh battery, and also it will come with a 40 watt supercharger in the box. That is the specs and specs of the Mate 30. Next up is the Mate 30 Pro, and the Mate 30 Pro looks a bit more amazing because it has a curved display in the front. The back the back of Mate 30 is curved but not the front. But the Mate 30 Pro has a curved display, they call it a horizon display. It is amazing, also referred as waterfall displays by some of the tech leakers and enthusiasts. Also has a different kind of notch, and also there is only one button on the phone, that is the power button. There is no volume rocker. Apparently you have to double tap and slide your finger on the both sides of the phone so that you can increase and decrease the volume. I don't know how that is going to work, we will have to wait for the reviews. Yep, in that notch there is a sophisticated tech, that is the AI gestures, and also 3D face unlock. It's more secure than normal facial recognition, of course, for sure. Then the display size is 6.53 inch. It's a massive display, massive phone, 128 gigabits of ROM, expandable up to 256, 8 gigabits of RAM, again runs on Kirin 990, and the back is similar to the Mate 30. The Mate 30 and Mate 30 Pro has a circular camera module, same, and also once again in the Mate 30 Pro there is a 40 megapixel cine camera that is dedicated for videography, ultra low light videography, ultra slow motion videography at 7860 frames per second. That is nuts. Ultra wide time lapse videos and all other stuffs. So we will have to wait for the reviews to see how amazing these low light videos are. Then there is a 40 megapixel super sensing camera, and also that 8 megapixel telephoto, which will be giving the 30 times zoom and a 3D depth sensing camera. And this one has a 4500 mAh, 300 mAh more than the Mate 30, and both the Mate 30 and Mate 30 Pro will be having a 5G version. Of course, the Mate 30 Pro will be starting from 1099 euros, and the 5G version of Mate 30 Pro will be starting from 1199 euros. This time around, Huawei also has released a pen and potential S Pen competitor, that is M Pen, but this doesn't go inside the phone like the Note series. It's just a pen, you have to carry it separately. So yep, that is it. And there is the next Mate 30. Huawei collaborates with Porsche and this, and they design a phone, the Huawei Mate 30 Pro Porsche design. This will be a 5G only phone. Apparently it's just a luxury phone, the same specs as the Mate 30 Pro, same camera, everything same, but the materials will be different. The phone has a leather finish in the back, black and red color. That's pretty much it about the devices. And in some regions, Mate 30 series will have a light version, Mate 30 Lite. Apparently Huawei has light versions for all of their devices, for the P series, for the M series, so for the Mate series. So this time around they also have a light device that will be having a 6.26 inch IPS LCD. And also it is just like the S10 Plus display, not the S10 Plus, the S10 display. It has a hole punch camera, but on the left side, the Samsung has it on the right side, but this one will be having it on the left side. 6 gigabits of RAM, 128 gigabits of ROM, 4000 mAh, which will be more than enough for an LCD device. Kirin 810, that is apparently the budget chip by Huawei, and this one will also be having a quad camera, 48 megapixel main camera, 8 megapixel ultra wide camera, 2 megapixel macro camera, dedicated macro camera, and a 2 megapixel dedicated depth sensing camera with a 32 megapixel front camera. And this device will be also having a headphone jack, type C 20 watt fast charging, still faster than what Apple offers in the box with their Pro devices. And it will be coming out in 3 colors, black, aura and gray. and the expected price is 400 euros. So that is pretty much it about the devices. In the charging department, Huawei has made a significant improvements. Of course, the supercharge 40 watt, they still have it, but they also introduced a 27 watt fast wireless charger, again still faster than the Apple's Pro iPhone 11 Pro. 18 watt fast charger is what they offer in the box. That one is wired fast charging. This one is a wireless 27 watt fast charging. So Huawei, this amazing stuff. And also the reverse wireless charging will be 3 times faster. They were the first one to introduce. Samsung got on board then. Now they have just improved the reverse wireless charging speed to keep up with the competition. And also a fast car charger, that is again a 27 watt fast wireless charger. And also they are having a new feature called AI gestures. Basically, you will keep your device at a distance and just swipe in the air. That's pretty much it. It's a gimmick, of course. Yep, that's pretty much it about the devices that made Huawei released in the event. Next up, we have OnePlus in the news. OnePlus has officially announced that there will be a OnePlus 7T coming out soon, in the October, I guess. 6 months down the road, they have once again released a phone, the T version, they're sticking it with it. So OnePlus does this thing where their CEO or co-founder will announce the device in the Twitter. The official page will retweet it. So again, they have come out with a similar strategy. The CEO announced that there will be a OnePlus 7T series coming out soon. So far we know that it will be having a triple camera, again a round camera module, just like Huawei in the center. And it doesn't look as much as good as the OnePlus 7 Pro looks, but the back will be a matte frosted glass, so that's a bonus. That's a good thing that more and more devices are moving towards the matte finish. It's a great thing. So triple camera, matte finish, and a new Warp Charge 30T. Yeah, they have a Warp Charge 30, a slightly enhanced one, Warp Charge 30T, 23% faster charging. But the CEO also has confirmed that no wireless charging. He said that the wireless charging is still slow and not up to the standards of their speed of charging with the wire. So no wireless charging again in the 7T. Hope it comes in the next generation. That's pretty much what we know so far about the OnePlus. It will of course be having that 90Hz display. It will be amazing. Another tech beast. Let's wait for it. It will be released next month. Then they also announced a TV is coming out. OnePlus TV. So far there's not much details out. They have just shown the pictures of the stand and the back of the TV, and also the CEO tweeted that it will be having an 8 speakers with Dolby Atmos. That's pretty much it what we know so far about the TV. So that's pretty much it for this episode, guys. Thanks for listening. Please leave your feedback in whatever platform you are listening to, or if not possible, please leave a feedback in my Twitter page. It will be so helpful. Once again, thanks for listening, guys. See you in the next one.